welcome to Roots, today's sustainability scene, a podcast produced by journalism students at Mount Royal University in Calgary.
Roots is based on the Sustainability Forum organized by Mauricio Latapi, a professor in the Bissett School of Business at MRU. The event featured 20 different presentations examining sustainability from a range of perspectives. The series explores sustainability in interviews with the people who gave those presentations and forum organizers.
I'm Mackenzie Dosdall.
And I'm Madeline Gladue.
In today's episode, we'll be talking about sustainability through an Indigenous perspective and sustainable initiatives on campus at Mount Royal University. I sat down with Sherry Young at Buildings Operations Facility at Mount Royal. She is the Manager of Environment and Sustainability and Facilities Management. Our interview provides insight on Mount Royal's initiatives here on campus and sheds light on how students can lead a more sustainable life at Mount Royal. Here's my interview with Sherry Young.
I've been tasked with developing a sustainability strategy and bringing MRU sustainability actions all together under one umbrella and having some key targets and measurables going forward.
So what sparked your interest in sustainability work?
When I went to university, I ended up in this new program that I was like, oh, it's going to be cool. People and the environment, that's what I want to learn. And it was out of the agriculture faculty at U of A. And they hadn't had a graduating class yet. So I was like, oh, I like to be on the front end of things. I like to learn new things. And that was the Environment and Conservation Program at the U of A. So that was my start into environmental sciences. And then I spent 15 years working in oil and gas, cleaning up oil spills and reclaiming land areas. And also that was where I did my first greenhouse gas calculations and reporting. I've always been a big advocate of sustainable business models, everything working together between policy and action and things like that. And then I got tired of looking at, 110 by 110 meter well sites. So I went back to school and got my master's in environmental practice through Roy Rhodes and realized I'd missed so much in sustainability science. And it was time to be on the front end of things.
And then you ended up here at Mount Royal.
Yeah, well, I was at the town of Okotoks. I was their climate and energy specialist. I set things up, a lot of our climate action plan and our sustainability plans and things like that. And when I saw the job here, I was surprised that they'd never had a manager of sustainability before. So when I came to talk about things, I really love building programs. And there's some really good work being done on campus that isn't necessarily being represented or acknowledged at a higher level. And so challenge accepted. That's what I wanted to come in and build something and see the people who are doing the work on a ground level and make sure that that's getting recognized and moving forward so we can accomplish our targets.
But so you mentioned in our first interview that Mount Royal has made some big changes in regards to their sustainability movement. Can you explain some of those changes to me?
So 10 years ago, there was a task force being done that was pulled together, and it was called the President's Task Force on Sustainability. And there's some big recommendations, and something happened and it lost momentum at the time. But I know faculty has been working hard at some of the recommendations that came out of that were to integrate a sustainability lens into much of the curriculum and develop some sustainability-focused programming, which has been done. There's some certificates being done. There are some ESG courses you can take. Faculty has done a great job at integrating some of that stuff into academics. Where more work need to be done, there is a sustainable MRU committee, and it was compiled of a bunch of people from all over campus, and they have been doing great work promoting sustainability through a sustainability fair, working on waste management and things like that. They really were limited from everybody doing things off the side of their desk. Nobody in there was a dedicated sustainability role. That kind of came to head this last year when it was designated as a priority and a priority focus, hence my job was created for that position and for that focus. And so that's a big change also, because we don't have an Office of Sustainability here at MRU, not yet. We don't have a sustainability strategy or things like that yet. But in creating the role for me, which I feel like it was custom built for me, but when creating this role that I'm thrilled to be in, we have some of that focus and support from higher levels, which is really great.
Why do you believe that it's important that our university practices sustainability?
I think everyone does practice sustainability. And I've said before, I don't really like the word sustainability because it implies we're trying to stay the same. We're kind of sustaining our way of life. But I don't know a better word to use yet. There's lots of catch terms like regenerative or whatever else. But I really think what we're trying to do is work towards making a better life, not just holding on to what we have, but working towards something better. because there's lots of things in the way the world is working right now that actually aren't really great for us, right? They're making people stressed out and they're making life harder. So instead of just kind of trying to stop things from getting worse, sustainability to me is trying to aim at making life better. And so that's important for everybody. It doesn't matter what you do in your life, like that's important for everybody. And it's especially important in MRU because we have students that have a long life ahead of them. And if they can't see a way of making life better, then I don't know how they're going to get up in the morning and just keep going and figuring out what to do for the rest of their lives, right?
It's more of a mindset thing than an actual action, would you say?
A sustainability?
Yeah.
Absolutely. It absolutely is my, I mean, there's sustainability science and there are actual documented actions that will change things for sure.
Yeah.
But and I actually don't need you to believe in climate change or sustainability for those actions to change the way you feel. But that's the driver, right? The driver is to make life better. And so if that's your goal, then it's okay to try new things. It's okay to diversify and experiment on something that you think is going to be better. And then it is for a little while, and then change it. Because if we're tied to specific goals and targets that are very restrictive, then it's how do you ever say that this way of life is sustainable if the goal is to make life better, right? Generally.
So it's more of an evolution. How would you say that the sustainability mindset is translated to the student body?
Well, that's a good question. I'm new here, so I'm not really sure how it's gotten out there yet. I know that Student Changemakers Network has been doing a lot of really great work to get that messaging out there and to embrace a lot of the UN's Sustainable Development Goals. And they've bitten off a huge chunk of that work. And so I want to make sure that we can support them. My role isn't a student-based role, it's an operations-based role, which means I'm focused on making the campus a sustainable environment for the students to thrive in. And we're getting a lot of, as I reach out, and I did some stuff at NSO, and we did some stuff at the Campus Carnival, and as we reach out and we let people know that we're here, the students have been really thrilled to find out that the campus is doing something, because they're pushing, faculty's pushing, students are pushing. It's really a grassroots push to get it recognized at a higher level, and I think that generation and everybody that's in it grows up knowing that this is just how we do things. So, and I think if you listen to the president's leadership address a couple weeks ago, that's exactly what he said as well, that sustainability has to be integrated in the way we do things. It's again, an evolution and a part of how we do things. Not a goal in and of itself, right?
The younger generations, they're just more passionate about climate change and activism and all that. So I think it's really great that our school is recognizing that and taking action. But what would you say that MRU does really well in terms of our sustainable practices?
I actually think building operations is a fantastic job in energy efficiency. They're within the budget they've got. There are some really great people here from an operations level that are always looking to increase energy efficiency. And that's not fancy, like that doesn't get a lot of recognition, but energy efficiency for every kilowatt hour or gigajoule of natural gas you can reduces your emissions immediately. So I think that isn't recognized at such a high level, and people don't see it because it's not fancy, right? There's some really great work being done there. There was some really great work being done by Sustainable MRE reporting. So STARS reporting is the university level sustainability reporting. And we hit silver level in 2017 for that among our peers. We could do better, and we have a draft report that I need to review and submit and see where we're at right now. But, you know, those kind of tracking and getting those things rolling has been great, especially at a grassroots committee level that hasn't necessarily gotten that recognition on a higher level. So I think I think that those things are really great. And then the other thing that MRU does well is the forest stream recycling. People are passionate about forest stream recycling, and I had a lot of conversations since I've gotten here about just shifting so that we can do it more effectively. But people are passionate when I tell them that we want to do it right, and we want to make sure that the things are in the right streams, and they'll argue with me about how recycling less helps things more, because mixed recycling is a product, right? It's not a garbage. And people, when I tell them not to put dirty things in the mixed recycling, they get really passionate about, like, why can't I put all of my recycles in? And I love that. I love that people are passionate and they are convinced about that. And so they want to learn and they want to understand. And I think that educating people on that and saying, this is not garbage, this is a source, this is a resource, and it needs to be kept like that so that it can be made into new things. It's lovely seeing the light bulbs turn on and seeing people really care about what's happening with that. And that's something that MRU, the students and the faculty, do really well.
Where would you like to see more improvement in our school's environmental footprint?
Well, environmental footprint is such a big term. I want to make sure, from an operations level, I want to make sure that the resources are here to ensure that the building that we are in, all of the buildings that we are in, are as efficient as possible, because the easiest way to reduce your environmental footprint is to reduce your consumption, right? So, I mean, what Jack Johnson said it, right? Reduce, reuse, recycle. The first thing you do is reduce, right? If you can reduce the amount of energy used while keeping people comfortable so they can learn and work and do the things they need to do, that's the first thing. So I want to make sure that we get some support around that, and that it's aligned with some of our net zero goals that the federal government has put into place. That's, again, operations and not fancy, but important. The second thing I think we need to do is make sure that we are looking at it from a holistic point of view, and that we are collecting all the information from all the groups on campus who are doing sustainability work already, and showing A, how effective it's being, and B, designing some goals and strategies so that everybody can move in one direction. Because again, I keep finding more sustainability work that's being done. You turn over a rock and you're like, oh, we have this. MRFA has a sustainability specialist on their board, and their student groups and people that care. And I have a peer support group around the city on post-secondary sustainability specialists. So using that collective knowledge and providing an umbrella strategy that has some goals, so we're all continuing to do the sustainability work we have and ensuring that we're moving consistent and aligned direction, is really what we need to do.
Well, on a larger scale, would you say that we live in a sustainable city?
Oh, well, not yet. I think it's difficult. I think we're working on it. Looking at it and saying, striving for sustainability means you have to look at what you're doing and always be striving to be more sustainable. A bit like, you know, if you're looking at trying not to be racist, you have to look in yourself and say, okay, no, I acknowledge that society is racist and that the racist lives in all of us. So I'm not going to pretend it's not, but I'm going to work to make it better.
So is there anything else that you'd like to add?
No, I'm happy to be here. I'm happy to be on the front end of things and to move forward and to, you know, make life a little better as much as I can. And I hope that, I know your generation started off with a lot more information, a lot way further ahead of the ball than I do. And I look forward to the day that that I can pass off the work that I've done lately, and somebody else comes along and makes it better and has more knowledge and sees things that I don't see. So I'm just happy to be on the front end of things and build something for the future.
That was Sherry Young, Mount Royal's Manager of Environment and Sustainability and Facilities Management. In contrast to Young, our next interview on Indigenous sustainability highlights how we can decolonize policy research. Here's Adeline Gladue.
Well, I sat down with Ranjan Datta at the Mount Royal University Library, where you might hear some students working in the background. Datta specializes in community disaster research, Indigenous land water rights, and the responsibility for decolonization. We get right into our interview on how colonial policies get overlooked when it comes to Indigenous community involvement. Here's our interview based on his forum, Indigenous Environmental Sustainability. So I'm just curious, why weren't the communities included in the policy research?
Process
So how do we decolonize that research and transform it into action for our environment? So why doesn't our research provoke action now? What else needs to happen to help make these changes? So why do you think governments and industry are not giving them this information? Thank you.
actually get done new visions or new decisions and things that they would want to share their journey. And we use only the value of building to run. They would want to use this resources for them. They want to use those resources to make better than other people, than themselves. And also being sensitive to the issues in their mental health. And what do we need to talk about? And then,
how can the communities or government mitigate their environmental commitments? How do we know that the funding will go to the right place in order to get everything going? So when elders share their story to the researcher, what does the government do with that information?
Thank you.
What is everyone's responsibility? How can we decolonize ourselves? Is there anything else that you would like to say?
Thanks for listening to Roots, today's sustainability scene. I'm Mackenzie Dostal.
And I'm Madeline Gladue. This series is powered by Shaw and a part of the Community Podcast Initiative at Mount Royal University. It was produced on the lands of Niitsitapi Blackfoot, Iyahe Nakota, Tsuut'ina, and Métis people. We recognize the stewards of these lands and the knowledge they bring to our understanding of sustainability.
A special thanks to Mauricio Latapi, who organized MRU's Sustainability Forum and has been so supportive in helping us put this series together. Be sure to subscribe to the show to hear latest episodes and discover new podcasts from the Community Podcast Initiative on our website, thepodcaststudio.ca.